In the first part of KUER's investigation into recreational swimming sites, reporter Judy Faze described how a parasite outbreak more than a decade ago led to a new requirement and rigorous inspection programs across the Wasatch Front. This second part reveals how a system designed to protect the public has lingering problems, people problems. Here's KUER's Judy Faze.
Anyone who's visited a community pool on the Wasatch Front this summer probably saw a little behavior engineering in action. One example is the Northwest Rec Center in Salt Lake City. Every hour, lifeguards chase all the swimmers out of the water.
During the five-minute breaks, we will clear the pool and...
Patty Cottrell heads up aquatics.
During that 5 minutes, it's really important that everyone tries to go use the restroom, because we do find that a lot of families have a hard time getting their kids out of the pool in the middle of that hour. So if we can get everyone to use the bathroom every hour, it definitely helps cut down on those contaminations that we get.
The word contamination here is code for urine, feces, and sweat. It's not just gross. It continues to be a struggle at apartment complexes, public recreation sites, and hotels, as well as the big community pools. That's what KUER discovered in its investigation of pools this summer. We wanted to find out how safe and clean public pools are on the Wasatch Front. We reviewed hundreds of complaints filed at county health departments for swimming pools, whirlpools, splash pads, water parks, and even a physical therapy spa. Filthy water or rashes were common complaints. But one, about foul air, caught our eye. What happened during a children's swimming championship last March at the South Davis Rec Center in Bountiful. The chlorine smell got bad, really bad. Officials and competitors at poolside complained their eyes stung. They had trouble breathing. One competitor even went to the hospital in an ambulance.
It's kind of a fallacy that people think when they go into an indoor pool, they smell chlorine. A strong chlorine smell, they think that's a good thing because it means there's chlorine.
Dave Spence is deputy director of the Davis County Health Department.
In fact, that's kind of a bad thing because it means there's a lot of combined chlorine, which means that the chlorine is bound up to things that are in the pool, and it's not doing as good of a job of disinfecting as it should.
Spence is being polite. To be clear, he's really talking about those human contaminants again. It's how bad water quality creates noxious air. Dozens of reports KUER found in its investigation suggest that people are ignoring simple guidelines. Don't pee in the pool. Their messages plastered to the walls, like shower before you hop in, or don't swim if you've been sick lately. Getting patrons to do the right thing is a critical part of keeping recreational swimming spots clean that's not catching on. And health and safety officials are fumbling for answers.
Every pool, and you'll see it, it's written on the walls. If they come out of the locker room, shower first. And I just think we just have to learn what we're up against.
Kathy Vaughn oversees safety for Utah Swimming. She also refereed that championship meet in Bountiful.
I think because it is fairly common, sometimes people think, oh, well, that's just what it is. But it got to the point where it was a real concern for the health and safety of the people who were there.
Officials recognized that all of those people in and around the pool were part of the problem. So they nudged competitors to clear the pool deck, to shower, and to remove clothing that was choking the ventilation system. But that's just one day at one place. Utah health and swimming officials keep searching for solutions that stick. They seemed to have that in mind when they mounted a media campaign a decade ago. It was after Utah became ground zero in a national outbreak of Cryptosporidium, a parasite.
Thinking about going for a dippity-doo in the old pool, eh?
In this video clip from the State Health Department, a guy in a tracksuit talks to two bikini-clad women lounging on a pool deck.
Not me. See, I had diarrhea less than 2 weeks ago. Bad.
If you think about it, getting people to embrace that message might not be easy. It's uncomfortable to talk about human contaminants in the water, keeping pools free of pee and sweat and diarrhea. Yeah, it has to be tough to keep a message like that positive. Judy Faze, KUER News.